This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Save 34% off hosting with code MMAN34OFF. Smart Home is one of the world's largest home automation retailers. Get $20 off $100 or more with code TAKE20OFF. New Republic, luxury shoes and accessories at attainable prices. Get 10% off site-wide with code MMA10. Jags, the leader in high-performance car parts. Get $10 off $150 or more with code MMAJAGS. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 430. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffin, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk line between serious and ridiculous. Pew, pew, pew! Watch out!
It's off the reservation.
What's going on? I'm finger banging or finger shooting people's. You feel it? You feel it?
This is the finger banging.
Oh, that's dirty. Don't point that in my direction.
That is it. Right
I don't there. Need any more HIVs.
HIVs, yes.
Only one per episode.
Yes, that's true. One on one per episode. Well, I've had an interesting weekend. How was yours, Matt?
Yeah, what happened? Here you had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun this weekend. Too much fun. I mean, I can't really talk about this on this show.
No. We could talk. Hey, we're going on a fishing trip.
We're
going to do some charter fishing for salmon up in Wisconsin.
I'm going to go fish with a crossbow.
That's fine. Flaming crossbow. So light them up. Because, you know, it would be real effective shooting a flaming crossbow under the water.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll go fast enough.
I can see it now.
Spirit a fish, cook the fish.
There's a picture of Matt with a fucking thing. It's like a nuts in the ER. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah.
My mistake. Or shot myself in the leg or something. Yeah. No crossbows. I mean, not fishing.
Not intentionally. No, well, all bets are off after 9 p.m.
Let's go hunting. I mean, I'm not the greatest fan of hunting, but I thought it might be cool to go hunting. Like with somebody who really knows how to hunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At some point.
I'll be open to that.
Yeah, cool.
It's super expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. It was in the multiple thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
For a guide?
Yeah.
Huh.
The last time I looked.
Let's go hunt some fucking elephants or something.
Nah, I want meat I can eat. Okay. But that's the challenge, too, is because I don't remember... I'm pretty sure I've had deer before, but I don't remember what it tastes like. So I want to make sure that whatever we hunt, it would be a meat that I would like to eat.
You know? I'm not the biggest fan of deer meat. It tastes very gamey to me.
So. And what else could we hunt that would be delicious? Rogan always hunts the elk.
Pheasant. I don't know about elk. We have to go to like some Montana or something, right? I mean, I'm down
we
for
can
that.
Look but into it.
I'm just saying, I mean, bear, fucking wild boar. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Well, that's why the fishing trip for salmon.
Buffalo!
For salmon? Oh, right. Because I know salmon's delicious.
It is if it's from the right place. If you get it from an actual river or lake, I think river usually salmon, right? Versus like in the salmon farm.
Uh-huh.
Salmon farm fish is no good.
Why?
They inject it with coloring because their meat is white.
They like it pink?
Because
another thing, right?
More pink stuff. Mm. It's been the theme of the show.
So far.
You know what they say? Two in a bank, one in a state.
Yeah, I remember being in Vegas at CES. It's the same time as the porn convention. I remember seeing a lady walking around with that T-shirt on.
I like it.
And I also remember a lady walking around with saran wrap wrapped around her body like a dress.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can get down with that.
Ladies bending over left and right for no apparent good reason. We'd be goddamned if we didn't hold a meeting in the same place that the fucking porn convention was. So wherever that was at,
the Sands,
we tend to set up meetings there.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
And just hang out because they're always coming in and out. You don't have to actually go into the show.
Oh, no.
Just be around
it's
it.
It's a freak show. Down, there's that long corridor that they walk
long,
down.
Long, huge corridor.
Yeah, you can see everything.
You got to time it. Like, we'd hang out around there and watch the freak show as it would come out. You fit right in if you're doing
probably.
That.
Probably.
Nothing to see here. Like, I've seen this all before.
Hmm. Okay. I've seen things myself, Matt.
True.
So
should we talk some fighting?
Yeah.
UFC this weekend. I forgot where we were. Was it Stockholm? Somewhere.
Sweden, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We had Anthony Smith versus Alexander Gustafsson, and Anthony Smith wins round one and two. Alexander Gustafsson pretends he is the... who's the guy who got USADA'd? Cyclist? Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong.
Pretends he's Lance Armstrong for the first two rounds, just on his bike.
Running. Okay.
Like, please stop this shit and fight. Just please fight. Round three, decides to engage, fights, wins round three. Round four, Smith comes out, gets a takedown, gives him some of the business from behind, you know. You like that? You like that, Gus? And then slips a rear naked choke in, and that's a wrap. And then Gustafson retires.
Yeah, and Dana White, actually very respectful, posted some nice photo of him on his, I think, Instagram/Facebook, and wished him well. So
yes, and then people were asking, or a lot of, I thought a lot of people were saying, Gustafson was one of the greatest light heavyweights of all time. Do you agree with that statement?
I want to say it's, okay, it's arguable, I will say, that he is. Because
why?
I think that fight with John Jones, where he got robbed, was the turning point in his career, and he was never the same after that.
True.
And before that, he was a fucking murderer. And I feel like, just like some, like Johnny Hendricks comes to mind, Rory McDonald, guys run into certain guys or certain situations, and it's like defining their career from that moment on. They're different. Something happened, you know? And I feel like if he won that decision, it would be a whole different story. So,
yeah, John Jones would have done this worse to him the next time when they rematched.
Probably, but he may not be in the position he is in now. I think that introduced a lot of doubt in his mind. Oh, he's taking off his socks.
Getting hot up in this morning. I can't have
How are
socks
you hot?
Fucking.
I think you need to check your levels. Okay, I'm fucking freezing, man.
But fasting and, you know,
I'm wearing
stuff.
Pants and two shirts, and I'm cold as hell, and this guy, he's almost
I
naked.
I got this beard. It's keeping me warm as fuck, you okay. know? I like things hairy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my argument right there.
Okay, I will disagree. Everything that guy said is just bullshit. We haven't done that in a while, remember? We used to do that in the first 2 years.
It's because we'd be drunk. Super wasted. Fuck you, that's bullshit. Here's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to be considered the greatest of all time in a weight class. I think you have to have been champion at one point.
And he was not.
Right. So when I think about... He did what? He did smell it. He got close. Sniffing distance.
Okay.
When I think about, I break it down into a couple tiers. So I would say at 205, John Jones, Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture.
At 205? Rashad Evans, no.
I would put him in.
He's up there.
He's like in that, yeah. And then like the second tier would be like a Rashad, a Shogun, a Machida. I have a hard time saying Forrest Griffin.
Well,
but
you kind of
he's got that weird caveat of being in the fight that kind of gets the UFC to become the UFC, which was
Don't
why he's in
Stephen
the UFC
Bonner
Hall
in that
of
case.
No, fuck that guy. He was never a champion. Forrest Griffin was a champion.
Good point. Good point.
But I just don't see Gus being ahead. I'm going to take Griffin out because I can't even argue that one, but I'd say Shogun and Machida and Rashad are probably in that second tier. I don't see Gus in that tier.
Okay. I can
just
respect
that.
Just from
the champion standpoint, right?
Now that you break it down that way, I have to agree with you. Yep.
But
you make a good point.
I will go back and say I do agree with your point, though. What happens if he beats Sean, right?
Whole different ballgame.
And then John doesn't get an immediate rematch, and Gustafson gets a couple more wins. And then get some confidence.
I think he would have beat the next couple guys for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think John was that guy that everyone ran into that kind of was a showstopper for a lot of people.
And I think he still has that mystique or that aura to him where...
Gustafson?
No, John Jones, where people are beaten before they even walk into the octagon with him. And one of those guys was Anthony Smith, where he just froze up just because of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I'm fighting John Jones, technically undefeated.
Yeah.
You know? And then you look at Anthony Smith and, you know, he's getting all this shit. And I think it's fair that he's getting all this shit because when you look back at his record, because he thinks he's better than he is. I think he's okay. I don't think he's as good as he is because, look, I'll tell you why. I looked at his record and here's the last five people he beat, his last five wins. Gustafson, who then retired. Volkan Ozdemir, who when Anthony Smith beat him, he was in the midst of a 3-fight losing streak that he's currently on. Shogun, he's having a resurgence right now, but Rashad, who then retired after he lost to him. And then Hector Lombard, who is in the midst of no wins after...
Wasn't that his first fight at 205 as well?
No, he had tested positive for PEDs, and went on that like 7-fight losing streak.
Yep, that's it. Okay.
So I don't remember when the 205 move was. So. Mm. But it's just a lot of guys that a little past their prime. And, you know, the weird thing was when Gustafson walked into the octagon, smiling like a motherfucker, I said, oh, no, can I get a bet in? Can I bet on the Smith now? I always want to make that bet. But
I'm looking up Hector right now. I'm listening. Okay.
And so, I don't remember when his last fight was. And here's another guy, right? He was fucking Bellator champion, comes in the UFC, fights Tim Boach, loses a decision.
Okay, got it right here. He fought. Wow. Yeah, Hector was on a 4-fight losing streak when they fought, and he went welterweight, returned to middleweight. He fought Johnny Hendricks before that, and then Anthony Smith, which was at light heavyweight. Yeah, so first fight at light heavyweight. Man, I forgot that guy lost like 7 fights in a row.
Yeah, holy shit. Baffling.
He kept going back and forth between weight divisions too. Okay.
Yeah.
Middleweight, welterweight.
What was the show? The date of his last fight? I don't remember.
Who? Hector Lombard?
Yeah.
Thales Leites in 2018 of September. Lost decision.
Yeah.
It's not going well
the
for
juice,
him.
Juice, no good.
It's no bueno, my friend.
When you're off it.
Correct.
So that's one retirement. And then Jimmy Manuel got knocked out in the first round. He retired. Like, oh, and some other guy, I forgot. There were 3 guys that retired at this UFC event.
Yep. The old guy event.
Yeah. You had Makwan Amirakani versus Chris Fishgold. That one was a good scrap. And then I was telling you earlier, like round 2, Fishgold went for a guillotine and Mirakani got out, got a decide, Anaconda, submit. And that's one of those guys, too, that I hope does good because he's got that kind of somewhat flashy style. And then let's move into the boxing realm, right?
Oh, yeah. Like,
what the fuck happened this weekend? We had Anthony Joshua, who is an undefeated champion, heavyweight champion.
Yep.
I don't know what fucking title or titles he owned.
Multiples.
Boxing. Three right?
He had like 7 titles.
I Maybe think there's 9. 17 weight.
I don't even know.
There's 17 fucking sanctioning bodies. I don't know.
Fighting a very svelte Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, similar to Roy Nelson and his approach to his body.
Hey, whatever.
But speed. He's had speed.
He's fast.
Yeah.
And endurance.
Yeah, and he got knocked down. I forgot what round. He got knocked down, he gets up, and then he knocks Joshua down a couple times. I think all said 4 knockdowns, and then the 7th round fight gets stopped. You have your first Mexican heavyweight boxing champion ever.
That would have been a good one to watch live.
Well, they said, too, I think this is one of the biggest upsets in combat sports history. I thought he was, like, plus 1,200. Or wow. Something ridiculous.
Damn, we should have bet some money on that shit.
Well, even a dollar, you make like $12 or something. I don't know how the odds work. I just...
Plus 1,200?
Yeah.
If you bet $100, you win 1,200.
Right, so if you bet a dollar, you win 12. I know mass.
I think it's 120.
What?
Am I wrong about that?
Yes. You just said if you bet $100, you win 1,200.
Anyways. So if you bet $1,000, you win...
We could have won the world, but no one would have made that bet.
12,000.
I don't think there were any substantial bets on that guy.
That's probably why the odds were so largely in his favor.
Trying to lure people in, and then everyone crying because, you know, he was supposed to fight Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury. And
too bad, so sad.
Now that's kind of fucked up, and I guess there's a immediate rematch and a contract, and he's taking it, exercising his right, Anthony Joshua. So they're going to run that again. I don't expect the same outcome.
You never know.
We'll see. We got UFC 238 happening right around the corner here in Chicago.
Chicago.
One of the most epic cards, right?
Are we going?
No, never. Okay. I don't go to UFCs.
Okay.
I don't like to.
It's too much
it's
work.
It's chaos. So
it's like 7 hours and 8 hours of work. I don't want to work that hard.
It's more fun hanging out, cooking, drinking, shooting shit. Especially when the fights are boring and everyone's telling stupid stories.
Yes. What are you doing over there?
I'm just cracking stuff.
Cracking his crack pipe.
So who's fighting? We got the Olympic gold medal versus Marlon Moraes against Henry Cejudo. He better win. There's a bet riding.
Talking a lot
him.
Of shit too. Talking about he's the greatest ever or something. He might be right.
Possibly. I don't know.
We'll see.
Shevchenko versus Jessica Eye. I think the really good fight, Ferguson versus Cerrone. Did we put predictions in on that one? That's a tough fight because who is Tony Ferguson? Right? Does he know he's Tony Ferguson?
Okay. I think we kind of agreed that it was kind of a toss-up.
It's a 50-50,
depends
right?
who shows up. Both guys have shown like mental issues during high-pressure fights, coming up short constantly and just acting crazy and wild. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Donald Cerrone via submission in this sucker, about third round.
Wow. I don't know if you can submit that guy. I think he's kind of like I think of Benson Henderson. Think about his submission defense back in the day. They call him Gumby.
Again. I think he'll be knocked nearly unconscious and then get rear-naked choked.
I'm going to say a knee is going to blow out.
Oh,
Donald Cerrone, oblique kick, blows Ferguson's knee out. TKO. And I think Dad Cerrone is a motivated Cerrone, right? Ever since he had the kid. Mm-hmm. He's had a new focus.
Less Bud Light, more training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
And then who else do we have? Jimmy Rivera, Peter Yan, Taya Tiavasa, and Blagoy Ivanov.
Okay.
Heavyweight. Again, we don't get the best cards in Chicago.
Chicago is a major city, UFC. You guys keep fucking us.
I think we've had one good one, but
I think they keep giving us like these Eastern European dudes because there's a big Eastern European population here.
Well, that's why Fedor usually fights out here.
Yes.
All right, he's fought out here.
Many Russians and
Poles here.
Two, three times?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I don't know where else I'm going with that. What else you got?
Well, Beck Rawlings signs with Bellator over the weekend. Decided to put her bare-knuckle boxing career on hold.
No!
To pursue further MMA goals, and that'll be interesting. I think it's a right fit for her to go to MMA.
Well, so she should make more money.
Yes.
She is a bare-knuckle boxing champion. I always said she's the most skilled bare-knuckle boxer.
Is that a word?
Men or woman.
Okay. Boxer.
She's very skilled. So
E-R
I don't,
I-E-R.
Whatever you want it to
okay.
be. I don't know how is that going to translate. So if she's been over there for a year and a half, I hope she's been cross training. I don't know, because I think if you're doing bare knuckle boxing, you got to be all in. You can't just be, oh, I'm going to do a little jiu-jitsu today. I'm going to be doing a little kick. No, you got to be 100% boxing, and then sometimes bare knuckling it.
Fisting.
Okay.
Fisting
in some circles.
Fisting.
All right. Fight the power.
Yeah. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a fight announcement.
Which one?
Khabib Nurmagomedov will fight Dustin Poirier at UFC 242 in Abu Dhabi. That's happening in the fall.
July, right? No, that's a...
I think that's September. Shit, I didn't get the month.
No, I got it. I thought I wrote...
I thought it was September.
September.
I want to say September. Which is kind of
September
exciting.
September 7th.
And apparently, Khabib has been training already. So... Man is on like a 19-week training camp. Kill.
Probably. I like his chances.
So do I. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, but Poirier is like a wild card at times. Don't know what kind.
Yeah,
of.
But what is he gonna offer that Khabib hasn't seen, right?
Killer
Khabib's
tattoos.
Beat everybody.
Yes.
You know, so until someone can beat him, I how are you gonna beat him? You'd have to have really fucking awesome takedown defense.
Can't let him touch you, and you gotta box the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Drop.
He could box the shit out of him, but it's
I don't think
the
you
takedowns.
Can use kicks. You gotta use boxing because he'll get.
Oh, he could low. He could do that low calf kick.
Good. That might work. Maybe. We shall see.
But and then the other fight was Chris Cyborg versus Felicia Spencer at UFC 240 in July. They said this is the last fight on Cyborg's contract, so. Good for her. I think she should fight and get the fuck out of the UFC.
Yeah.
I would go to Bellator or even PFL. It's too late for her to get into that million-dollar tournament, but I think the UFC has just not treated her kindly.
Nope.
And I think at Bellator, she could probably even fight at 155. It doesn't matter. I'm happy watching that lady just smash cans for a living. Better be 155 and just smash cans.
Like the Bob Sapp of women's MMA?
Yeah. That's what she did in Strikeforce and Invicta.
True. Okay. I can get on board with that.
Did you see the Ngannou versus Dos Santos poster?
Nope.
Here we go.
Oh, interesting. He's right. Like behind him. It looks like he's getting ready to perform anal rape.
Butt sex.
And he's like three times the size.
Do you like the butt sex? So this is a poster. Again, I always go, why aren't they smiling? And go, so I had to alter this poster and make my version smiley guys.
Okay.
Can we have it like this? Actually, doesn't that make you feel a little bit better? Like the other ones,
does.
Like, oh man, I don't like this. This one. And then I had to take it a step further and go the NBA Jam big head version.
Oh, that's even better. I kind of
like the bobblehead.
I like smiley.
Right. You'll feel good. Like someone's smiling. Like, oh, cool. We're going to get it on.
Yeah, but they don't look angry. They need to look angry.
Like you're going to get raped. Like there's such a difference. That hurts my feelings looking at that. That sour puss on Dos Santos' face.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I do.
I want to picture everybody happy.
I like the smiley version for you.
Especially Dos Santos. He's
so happy. He's like.
He's been punched in the head
he
too many
even
times.
Know his
happy.
Name. Like, where am I going today?
I'm so happy.
I do the fighting?
Yes, you do the fighting.
Okay.
Just send him out.
Okay.
He probably shouldn't do the fighting, but we're going to make him do the fighting, okay? It'll all work out, man.
Perfect.
Who else you got?
We make fun of that guy. It's not even... I feel horrible even making fun of him.
Why?
He's probably got brain damage.
Of course he does. The courtesy of Cain Velasquez, right?
I have a knowledge, not news. So I'll
okay, I'll keep
knowledge.
Going. So Paige VanZant, they said she's having surgery on her right arm for the third
Again?
Time.
Why?
It's just not taking whatever's going on. So she's going to be out another 3 months. So here's the gratuitous Paige VanZant pick.
Oh, good
While
Lord.
She's healing, heal up.
Heal
fine
up,
lady.
Young, fine. Stacked.
Yes.
Blonde. Female.
And the Sacramento. UFC is having that Sacramento card, and that's Uriah Faber and whoever he was fighting with. I thought we mentioned that last week.
I
forgot.
Remember, but I forgot.
The main event for that card is it's probably one of the worst main events ever. Jermaine Durandamy versus Aspen Ladd.
Who?
Yeah. And Dana White's advice for fans that are unhappy with that, he said, stay home, fuckface.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a man who gives no shits anymore.
Just whatever. We're getting paid. We got ESPN money. I got fucking $4 billion or $400 billion.
They're like the smartest businessman in the whole world. They sold the company for $4 billion and then they keep doing it over and over again. They keep selling the company for more money. I don't know. How is that possible? They basically sold it to ESPN. I mean, it's pretty much what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, we joke about it, but ESPN could potentially buy them at some point. Paramount bought Bellator. I don't remember. That's probably in the hundreds of millions. I don't know how much money ESPN has, but you're damn near.
A little. They're owned by Disney, aren't they?
Yes.
They got bazillions.
Right. So.
Yeah.
But again, does Disney want to own the UFC?
I think it's a total. It makes total sense.
You got to have them in
the
movies.
The yin and the yang.
Well, they still got a silent. Oh fuck! They swore on a pay-per-view. Silence that out. oh, the ass cam on a ring car girl. Don't show that. What we do we fuck? Are we fucking children?
We need an attraction at Disney World, Matt. The UFC experience.
You come in and get your ass kicked by a UFC fighter. It's not virtual. They tell you it's virtual, but then you get in there and Mark Hunt just starts dropping bombs on your face.
Beat down.
Alistair Overeem dropping leg kicks. Mm-hmm. Like those videos you see of the kids holding the pads for Overeem when he's Uber-eem. Mm-hmm. Fucking sending them halfway across the goddamn gym.
So crazy.
The internet is not kind to Brendan Schaub, Ingo. I don't know why. He sounds like a fantastic human being.
Yes. You'd be surprised, man.
Apparently. So now someone updated his Wikipedia. They added another loss on his record. His opponent, stand-up comedy. The method, knock the fuck out, no punchlines. Poor guy.
That's awesome.
What else happened? Oh, so then someone else posted this picture. Who exposed Schaub's stand-up worse? Was it Ben Rothwell? Was it Big Nog? Was it Travis Brown? Or was it Showtime?
That's brutal, man.
That's tough.
So brutal.
And the topper, so I don't know, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the IMDb reviews of his special, You'd Be Surprised. He was at a staggering 2.8 out of 10.
Okay.
He's at 3.0 right now.
Ooh, he's climbing.
Yeah, so apparently, reading through some of the reviews, and I saw the email, this is what one of the reviews said. The CBD company that sponsors Brendan has sent out massive discounts on their website if you leave a positive review of the special. What? So they were offering, I think, 50% off if you leave a review on his special.
A review or a positive review?
I think the way they worded it was a review
like tell
that
us
Brandon
how much,
deserves.
Tell us
so it's kind of leading you to say, oh, we should give him a positive review. But kind of sketchy. So when you look at the distribution of reviews now, so remember last week it was 100 tens? Now all of a sudden it hit 212 tens. But if you look at the distribution, 60.2% of reviewers gave it a 1. And then the next highest is all those fake 10s at 19. And then it goes to 2 at 5.6. So you can see the skewing is, it's all down. Mm-hmm. And then the cheating at the top.
Okay. Buying reviews. How can you, sir?
Blasphemy!
Have you no morals?
Interesting. I don't know how it's going to work out in the long run for him. I'm okay with this. There's some cool video shit. I don't feel like posting it.
Okay.
There's this, you know, remember Mario or Marius Pujanowski?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, I do remember him. Mr. Purple.
His brother, Christian Pujanowski.
Is he as big?
Yes, is making his debut in Poland against a bodybuilder, Radoslaw Slowed. If it's, look at the size of these fucking guys. So here's the one.
Is that the brother?
Yeah. He's got that mean mug.
He looks pretty big.
Now, look at this fucking
guy. Holy fuck. Oh my God.
Is this shit legal?
Why is that guy so big?
Oh my God. Like, what do you have, 2 seconds of cardio?
I don't even know.
Are we injecting them with adrenaline between rounds? This looks like the all steroid. This is the Free Fight Federation.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, total freak show. I love this shit. Even the gloves look retardedly big.
That's because they're white, probably. It makes your feet look bigger.
Oh, white is big?
White gloves make you, yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yes, right.
Ladies.
The whiter, the larger, large, girthy whiteness.
Yes.
Yes.
I need a drink. that shit's offensive.
Good point. Let's drink. I like nothing but soot left on
the bottom. I'm at my...
It's like
I need to quit
see how dank this is at the bottom? Yeah. I'm afraid to drink this. This is where the hangover is, in the bottom, like, quarter.
Mm. Yeah, I see shit floating around in
skip
there.
That.
What? Those hops?
Sediment.
Nice.
It's cream of
Don't they
guy.
Filter beers?
That is unfiltered on purpose. But because it was in a can for so long, you get that. If it comes out of a keg, you don't get that sootiness because it's at the bottom of the keg. So delicious. Yum, yum.
See, now you know.
That's right.
Let's get some tweet of the week. Top Turtle Podcast. In honor of Yoel's big settlement, I think we have to tweak his name slightly from Yoel Romero to Yoel De Niro.
That's good.
It means you're going to be pimped out.
I like it.
27.5 million!
Gold everything.
Fuck yeah. And then, what the fuck was this? Isha Knows MMA on Twitter. She posted this. I don't like corn dogs, but I do like corn dog. Like the band.
Uh-huh.
Like stupid.
That's kind of gay.
I'm retarded.
You are slightly retarded. It's funnier if you're high. Get really high and then watch that part of the show, and that'd be funny.
It'll all work.
I get what you mean, though. It is pretty funny.
Should we do some ass then nuts?
I'm not drunk enough.
Ugh. It'll all work out.
That's okay.
Oh, we were on ass then nuts, apparently.
Now the black pages. Blank pages. The ass then nuts is coming right now.
It's getting hot in here. I'm sweating.
So take off all your... Oh,
that's a different song. Yeah. Get air hot in here. Ooh, what's that one song? Remember the retard song?
What the fuck?
Hey, look up retard song and see what comes up.
I don't even know.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my God.
I can't play it.
I swear, I think you're in your basement sometimes and you just... Hours of just you float through the internet and you go places that no one should ever go.
I actually don't.
You don't. And how do you get this information?
Because I have an idea. Okay. I'm like, hey, man, I should probably look up the retard song and see what that's about.
Oh, the mind of Matt. Whatever's going on up there.
Things that excite me.
Scary.
SNS. Why is a draw even an option in fighting?
That's a great point.
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know if I can answer that. Why a draw? Why? I mean, I get it from a technical standpoint. If a round is a draw, it's a draw. And, well, maybe that leads to the point of you need more than three judges. Because you know how sometimes you get that majority draw where two of them are a draw and one guy's off on the side?
Five judges.
Five is a minimum.
You need 12 judges.
But even if it came 13. To a draw, why can't we add another round? They were doing that on The Ultimate Fighter where they were doing the two rounds, and if it was a draw, you'd go to a third round. And I forgot there was some other organization that was doing that too where, fuck, I don't even remember what the rule set was. It might have been kickboxing. It was something weird. I almost want to say, like, first round was with gloves, second round had no gloves, and then... If it was a tie, we would do an overtime third round.
Is that an Eddie Bravo tournament or something?
No. There was some weird event. But I don't know why we can't do an extra round if shit's tied up. I get you've trained for three or five, but who wants a draw? Nobody. Well, I'll tell you who does. Boxing. Mm-hmm. Boxing wants the draw, right? Mm-hmm. So we can sell them. Immediate rematch!
Yes.
Tyson Fury! Deontay Wilder! Some year... Triple G, Canelo Alvarez.
Seventh fight, they fought 12 times.
Yeah.
42 rounds, they fought.
I don't know. I think you gotta rule that shit out. We go to a sudden death overtime. And then what if that round's a draw? Do you just keep going? It's like hockey.
Never ending.
Can you have a shootout? Then we go to I think it's your rule. We put the tire in the ring.
Yeah.
And then we trade punches. You flip a coin. You're gonna give or receive? And we give. And then you just got to tee off. The guy's got to have his arms down. You get to punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. As hard as you want. Mm-hmm. And last man standing wins.
I like that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Nate Diaz said the UFC wanted to do a four-man tournament with him. George St. Pierre, Nurmagomedov, Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz.
Ooh.
I think they were saying 155, but let's call it 170 because I don't want to kill GSP.
Right.
He's had all those issues. And Diaz says he's not going back to 55, so he's fighting at 70 going forward. Who would you have start that tournament? Like, who's on each side? Like, what are the two fights? And then...
Diaz, GSP, I think.
I agree. I think so. And then Conor versus Khabib, too.
Yeah, because you can avenge. You can potentially avenge the loss, the Khabib,
mm-hmm.
Conor loss, And then I think Diaz, GSP, yeah,
GSP is going to wipe him.
Interesting matchup, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Do they do, oof, yeah. Because there's also a difference if you do 3 and 5 rounds, because 3 rounds with Conor and Khabib, I may lean towards Conor. But the safe bet is Khabib.
I think you do 3, and then the championship is 5.
I like that better.
Yeah.
And that's...
And they should fight in the same night.
Yes, fuck yeah, come on. And Johnny Hendricks is the backup at whatever weight.
Yeah, sure. At light heavyweight.
Let's bring it back. It'll all work out. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be a famous director or a famous actor?
Actor.
Yeah. I agree.
They get more pussy, I think.
Also, which movie would you want to direct or act?
That's already happened?
Sure.
Direct or act? Act? Fuck, man, that's a good one. Acting, I don't know. Probably, I'm trying to think what's a big movie.
Well, I want to be some sort of an action star.
Yeah, maybe the John Wick films. I'm down with that. Or like,
Sure. He's a badass.
He's a badass motherfucker in those movies.
And you've got a litany of movies. You've got at least 4. So you've got a reoccurring role that people like, and you're going to get fucking paid bank. Mm-hmm. Or be like a superhero in one of those movies.
That'd be cool.
You could be Iron Man.
Ooh, I'm not Robert Downey. He's much cooler than me. I can maybe do Keanu.
But you've got 3 of your own movies plus big significant roles in all the other movies.
Good point. Plus Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm in. Iron Man it is.
Okay.
Yes. Fuck the John Wick series. Yeah. Iron Man it is.
See, I would
I think
probably
kiss her in those movies.
Yeah, he did. I think he slapped her ass.
Multiple times. I'm still listen.
What?
When I dream sometimes I see her in those jean shorts and that white shirt, and that you remember that in the movie?
Mm.
Those legs, all that going on.
Sure.
That's a lot of shit happening there.
I think I'm going to go that John Wick style then.
Okay.
I like that. The John Wick. I might just be Keanu Reeves because he's in all of my movies that I seem to like where I said, you know, you go into The Matrix.
Point Break.
The John Wick. The Point Break.
He was also in that football movie, The Replacements. That was a good one.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
I ever vaguely remember.
Where he's the quarterback.
And all his stupid movies like Chain Reaction and
that was kind of stupid.
Bill and Ted.
Speed was good, though.
Speed.
Sandra Bullock.
Speed 1.
Oh, yeah, he got to kiss Sandra Bullock. That man is a lucky man.
He's done a lot of good.
That's right.
Would you rather be a deep sea diver?
No, I'm out.
Or a muff diver.
Muff diver.
Or an astronaut.
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 Fuck the
I agree.
Deep sea. I'm scared of the deep sea.
Yeah, you don't want to be. It gets darker when you go down farther.
I'm done. Yeah, no thanks.
It's too scary. I'm going to take a pass. Mm-hmm. Would you rather eat a sandwich made from 4 ingredients in your fridge, chosen at random, or eat a sandwich made by a group of your friends from 4 ingredients in your fridge?
In their fridge?
Well, it says in your fridge.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Sir, you are high. I'm gonna pick a random sandwich from my own refrigerator.
I'm gonna eat no sandwiches because I don't trust nobody making them except for me.
My refrigerator has only safe things in it. I'm pretty sure you can
100% gluten, guaranteed.
In my fridge?
There's gluten in my fridge.
That's cool.
My family is fucking so careless at times with the gluten. Like, motherfuckers, do you understand? Like, there's half a loaf of bread on the counter. Granted, it's in a metal tin that it's been cooked in, but that shit bugs the hell out of me. It's just sitting there, getting ready to infect me, like the HIV virus.
Oh,
you don't understand the pain
when
and
you smell
the
gluten.
Shitting and the puking and the pain for hours, every hour. Oh, it's time to throw up and shit myself yet again. Oh, this is awesome. How many hours do I have? Oh, I got 7. I'm on hour 2. I'm just going to lay here in the bathroom in the fetal position, contemplating life. And there's nothing, you're for the ride. It's a 7-hour death ride. I visit it once a year.
Doesn't sound fun, man. Sounds like a date I have.
That sounds like the best kind.
7-hour death ride.
It's nice you're
puking
on the
and
again.
Shitting were involved.
That was in one movie, too. The chick was hammered, and then she's sitting on the side of the bathtub, and she sneezes, and then shits all over the back of the bathtub. I forgot what that was. You're talking
about. Maybe like one of those funny, like scary horror movie funny ones.
It's right on the tip of my tongue, and I lost it. Buy or sell? Become a UFC champion or a Bellator champion?
Bellator all day.
Also, why and which weight class?
Bellator all day because Bellator is better. Which weight class? I'm going to say, based on my body type, 155. So I weigh 183, so about 30 pounds.
Okay.
I think I can cut down there. No problem.
Bellator, heavyweight, longevity. I could fight into my 50s probably.
Hells yeah.
And your own sponsors.
You can train, you can fuck, and you can fight.
That's right. Be very marketable. Fuck, Mary Gill, Celebrity Edition number 46. Hollywood, give me wood number 18.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck Mary and probably kill her.
Right.
At the same time.
Hopefully in reverse order. Penelope Cruz.
Oh my God, what are you doing to me?
Just wait.
What's left?
Scarlett Johansson.
Dude, this is impossible. I can't pick.
It's really easy. Fucking Scarlett. I'm killing Penelope, and I'm marrying
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
I can't pick.
I like that eye makeup stuff. Like, it looks like pick. That.
This is too close to call. I'm gonna have to go ahead and say I'd probably marry.
She's really skinny though.
She is, but she could. I mean, Scarlett Johansson. My God, I might have to marry her.
And that's with the blonde hair. The red hair is fun too.
It's from, all of like, it. The Avengers. It's just like. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I can't pick. I can't kill any of those women.
I can. If you can't eat a fucking double cheeseburger, no.
Why not?
Because that one in the middle is too skinny.
She's not that skinny.
She's super skinny. I picked the thickest picture I could find because I like it thick.
It's fine. I don't mind.
Skinny's
okay with me.
Knowledge.
I have some knowledge. All right. So I found Instagram the other day.
Yes.
And a man is shotgunning a beer. Have you seen this?
No.
So, did you ever shotgun beers in your college days?
No, we beer bonged them.
Okay, but anyways, this is how you shotgun a beer. Turn the volume up for you.
He just killed the man.
That is not how you shotgun a beer.
What happened? That guy went blind. He has glasses on, but somehow. You think he drowned?
Something weird happened. I don't know.
It
what
went
it
down
is.
His throat holes.
I don't know. The beer exploded on one in yeah. one direction, but that brings
him.
Me back to my college days. You got to take a key and like poke a hole, like a hole in the top, and then you put your mouth up to it, and then you open the thing, and it just shoots out.
I just opened my throat hole and put the beer bong in.
That was never big. The bonging. I had a roommate once in college, a close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He was sick. We were at all partying, like 2-3 hours into the party. He wakes up. He stumbles down. He's got like a cigarette in his mouth. He's like, what the fuck? What's happening? Where's the party? He's like, I'm way behind. This is some bullshit. Grabs a beer bong and a fifth of Southern Comfort.
Oh, good way to die.
Bongs the fucking thing and kept it down. Like, no joke. Kept it down. Nope. Just like, let's roll. That is,
I remember people doing that with just bottles of whatever hard alcohol, tequila, vodka, and they're having chugging contests.
Stupid.
Do you want to die? Don't do this.
No, it's dumb.
It's better with beer. You got a sporting chance. You'll throw that up, but that hard
like
alcohol.
Keystone or Busch Light, which has like 2% alcohol.
Keystone Light was my jam back at college.
Drink
shit
50
was like $8 for a 30 pack or something retarded. I was just looking at prices the other day of cans of beer, like cases. I think they're $12 for a case of beer, like cans. Miller Lite, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
Pretty cheap. I don't drink beer out of a can anymore. I'm an adult.
Well,
I'm not in college.
There are nice beers that come in cans, but not.
I don't drink it. Not those I won't beers. Do it ever. This Guinness
actually,
was the only
it's
thing.
It's actually better when I could. For the beer to be in a can.
Lies! I've
it's
drank them all.
Darker
they tasted great.
In the can because of
racist.
The aluminum shielding. You know, it's not racist.
Tastes better out of glass.
Okay.
Like a beer, like a can of pop, right? Ever have a pop out of a bottle? Tastes a million times better.
That does taste better. But I don't know if beer's the same. I don't even know. Maybe Zevia should start making bottles of Zevia.
Well, when we were kids, the pop used to be in all those stupid bottles, and then there was a deposit. Yeah. You gotta bring this stupid bottle back. Gay in some circles.
Very.
Portuguese in others.
Uh-huh. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Ha ha ha.